Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Marvel teases three new X-Men books. Ultimate X-Men tops March sales charts. Genderqueer tops banned books list. Again, this is Comic Book Club news for April 10, 2024. We knew that the three X-Men comics announced as kicking off the new post-Krakoa lineup wouldn't be the only books released. And we even knew the titles. But now, thanks to Marvel, we know three additional books the publisher will be releasing, starting in July. On Monday, April 8, Marvel sent out little teasers for the titles. The first is X-Force, with the tagline, quote, "The world is broken, and Forge knows how to fix it. His secret weapon is X-Force." The second, quote, "Life! Fire, power, possibility, one woman, alone in the cosmos, Jean Grey is Phoenix." The book is titled Phoenix, by the way. And the third is NYX. Quote, "Five mutants alone in the big city, welcome back to the real world. Welcome to NYX." As of Tuesday, April 9, we know the creative team on one of these books. Jeffrey Thorne is writing X-Force with Marcus Toe on art. And as for the team in the book, Forge will lead Rachel Summers, Betsy Braddock, Sage, Surge, and Tank. The first issue, which will hit on July 31st, will also guest star Deadpool. All three books will hit in July, along with the adjectiveless X-Men title by Jed McKay and artist Ryan Stegman. More on this as it develops. The Ultimate line is paying off on its name, as two of Marvel's books topped the March sales charts. Per ICV2, Ultimate X-Men number 1 by Peach Momoko was the number one title of the last month in units sold. Meanwhile, Ultimate Spider-Man held strong, taking the number 2 slot, and Ultimate Black Panther came in at number 8. However, it wasn't all reboots of the reboot. It was also sequels to the reboots. As IDW's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin 2 Re-Evolution took the number 3 slot on units sold, and with an $8.99 price point, also snagged the top slot on the outlet's chart of dollars earned for the month. All in all, Marvel took 35 of the top 50 slots, with DC only grabbing 8 slots on the units sold list. Image Comics held strong with its Energon Universe titles, and Dynamite grabbed the number 9 spot with Thundercats number 2. Hey, maybe DC should think about publishing something based on a cartoon. Like, I don't know, Batman. Oni Press's Genderqueer has topped the list of banned books for the third year in a row. Congratulations! As reported by The Beat, the American Library Association just released their list of the 10 most challenged books of 2023. And Maya Kobabi's graphic memoir was number 1 with 106 challenges. Other graphic novels on the list include Flamer by Mike Curato and Let's Talk About It by Erica Moen and Matthew Nolan. The goal of the list is to heighten awareness about the continued attempts to ban and censor material, mostly because of content such as LGBTQ+ issues, as in the case of the first two books mentioned, and sex education, in the case of the third book. Don't worry, there's also a lot of awful racism at play with the other books on the list. However, as Oni Press head Hunter Goranson told us a few months back, every time Genderqueer is challenged, the publisher sells more copies. While we under no circumstances condone banning books, Perhaps at some point, those erroneously trying to censor the material will realize their efforts have the opposite effect and stop. They probably won't, though. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. Man, I wish somebody would try to ban me so I could get more listeners. That's how that works, right? Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.